along with all the other problems, the Paradise Irrigation District, the entity providing drinking water to much of the area consumed by the 2018 campfire, is facing a financial doozy. Much of its infrastructure was damaged or contaminated. Even worse, it will be years, if not decades, before there are enough bill-paying customers to keep the district in business. Yesterday, Assemblyman James Gallagher revived a proposal to study linking publicly owned PID with investor-owned California Water Services' Chico Division. Gallagher was unable to be reached by deadline, but in a promotional video statement released yesterday, he said Paradise deserves its own water district that's locally accountable.
Absent this pipeline project, I don't see how Paradise Irrigation District is going to be able to continue to operate the system.
A similar proposal was ultimately rejected by the Butte County Board of Supervisors last year. Supervisor Deborah Lucero said PID's problems are deeper and predated the fire.
We are not going to be able to save PID with this pipeline project. That is not what the letter from the California Finance Authority says.
She said PID had a backlog of deferred repairs going back decades. Lucero noted that the utility's $15 million in state funding that's replacing 2 years' worth of the utility's revenue is contingent on it participating in a state-funded study into consolidating PID with another entity. One critical piece of PID's infrastructure, the Magalia Dam, completed in 1918, is rated poor by the State Division of Dam Safety. The division also rates the dam as a high hazard to those downstream. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.